Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. This man is the former 2-time champion of the world, an absolute badass, David Benavidez. He is going to be fighting on Showtime this week against Ronald Ellis. He is undefeated, looking to keep that going this weekend. David, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for inviting me on here, man. Thank you for your time as well.
Absolutely. How are the accommodations there over at the Mohegan? I feel like that's been a place, a bit of a house of horrors for boxers, including yourself, just because of the accommodations, the pandemic. Have they gotten better? Have they gotten their act together to make this a more comfortable fight week for you?
Well, I mean, everything has been good. I mean, the thing on my part that I fixed is I already came on weight when I got here, so I didn't have to worry about working out. I didn't have to worry about anything. Everything has been pretty good and smooth. You know, the beds seem more comfortable now that you're on weight, that you don't have to worry. So, I mean, everything has been good. I've just been resting, sleeping, and waiting for the weigh-in, man, and ready to perform on Saturday.
That's awesome. Is this your first fight as a father?
Yeah, it's my first fight as a father.
What has this whole experience been like, being a dad and being in camp and all that? Because I've always heard that that can kind of change your mindset, being a dad.
Yeah, it's been a little hard, to be honest with you, because I had to leave, you know, because of what happened last time with the weight. You know, I decided to go to Big Bear, California. I left in December 12th. It was the week of my birthday, so I left before my birthday. And it was just hard because my son was 3 months old. And, you know what I mean, is I didn't really want to leave him. But, you know, this is a necessary sacrifice you have to make, you know, to go and regain, you know, whatever you had. Especially for me, I wanted to be back in the top super middleweight. So it was hard, but you know, every time, like, it felt a little bit hard for me. I seen it, you know, I looked at pictures of my son, and it motivated me that much more, man. You know, I'm just hungry and motivated to go and not only get it for myself, but for my son now. You know, now it's my job and my duty to give my son whatever he needs in this life.
So this, what do you want to show to people this weekend, David? What do you think is the big thing you want to prove? Because, you know, people are chirping about all this stuff, and you're in this high risk, no reward position. How do you feel like you get yourself back on track to where, like, people are going to target to want to get you as a part of the top of this division again?
Oh, well, you know, it's not even no pressure for me. I'm just going to go in there, do what I always do. You know, 23 fights, 20 knockouts. You know, I already know what to do. Whether there's pressure, there's no pressure. I'm just going out there and doing what I love. And I've trained extremely hard for this fight. You know, like I said, 3 months. Already on weight. This is the strongest I've ever felt. I don't even have to sacrifice, you know, and try to work out the whole week because I'm already on weight. So I'm in uncharted territories too. You know, I'm probably going to feel the best I've ever felt. So I'm going to just go out there and do what I do. And the sparring sessions were perfect. And, you know, it's main event on Showtime. So now I got to show out and just perform like I always do. You know, there's no pressure. I'm just going to do what I love to do, and that's perform.
You're a guy that's not afraid to, like, shake it up, though, as far as, like, all the call outs and stuff. And people will call people out and not mean it. You seem like a guy, like, you call people out and you will mean it. And now it feels like, because I've had, like, Caleb Plant on recently after his victory, and you called him out after his recent victory, and now he said that he's moved on to bigger and better things. He doesn't want to look in the rearview of making that fight happen with you. Is that frustrating, just because you feel like, now, like, it was already tough enough because you're a talented guy and a very good fighter, that people didn't want to fight you, and now they're trying to use other stuff against you to not make that fight happen?
But, you know, like, honestly, I feel like they're going to have to come see me either way, because after that Canelo fight runs out, or Canelo, you know, they get their fights, and Canelo fights Caleb Plant, and Caleb Plant fights Canelo. Who else is there left for them to face? you know, at the end of the day, people want to see some great fights, and I'm right here. I feel like I'm one of the best super middleweights in the world. So, you know, the people want to see me against Canelo. They want to see me against Caleb Plant. Okay, they could skip me one time maybe, but, you know, there's going to be more fights needed in the future. So, I mean, I feel like I'm in a good position either way. I'm willing to fight anybody. I've been professional 8 years already. I'm barely 24 years old, so I'm a young veteran in this game. And I just want to spice things up. I want more excitement. You know, I want to get into some fights where I don't know what's going to happen, you know. So that way, when you train, you elevate yourself to a different level. And, you know, that's what I need. I need somebody to motivate me even more than I'm already motivated to, so I could get to that next level. And, you know, for the fans would love to see all these fights. So why not? Let's make it happen.
You're a bit of a crazy person, man. Like, you've been training with world champions since you were 14 years old. I mean, that's a wild way to grow up. And so, like, at 24 years old, like, what level of fighter do you think you are at? Like, do you feel like you're hitting a prime? Do you feel like you're just scratching the surface? Where do you see yourself at right now? Because a guy who's been crafting his science at such a young age, and 24 is still very, very young, and yet you're on, like, this crazy cusp of all these big fights that can be upon your future.
I feel like this is the best I've ever felt, but I know this is not my prime yet. The reason I feel like this is because I've worked my ass off since I was 15 years old. I've been doing strength and conditioning since I was 13, 14 years old up until now. And I work harder than a lot of these other boxers out here. So, I mean, I just let the work speak for itself, but I'm just very excited. You know, I want to get to the level of a Pacquiao where, you know, Pacquiao is extremely strong, throwing crazy combinations, throwing crazy speed, you know. I mean, he didn't start like that. He worked all his way up, you know. So Pacquiao is my idol, and I know if I keep working, one day I could get to his level. But, you know, I feel great right now, man. Everything in life right now has been really good. You know, my family, my son, my career, you know, everything has been good. I feel like I'm in a good position mentally and physically to just, you know, reach for the stars.
Yeah, because is it hard? Like, it's a hard enough sport that you guys do. Does having all that stuff, have you noticed, you know, maybe having the peace of being a dad and just having everything settled, like, did you feel like it made your job easier prepping for this weekend?
Yeah, I think so, because now I have a goal, and I have, you know, people to take care of now. And this is just a man I've always wanted to be. I wanted to be a man of family. You know, I wanted to be a man where people look up to, and, you know, one of the best in this sport. And everything I've dreamed about since I was a little kid is finally coming into play. So now I know I need to be even more dedicated. Now I know I have to work even harder. And, you know, that's exactly what I'm doing. So that's why I feel like I'm in a great position in my life right now, just to keep this train rolling.
So we've mentioned a name a couple of times, Canelo Alvarez. He is in your division now. This is the thing that he wants to become, undisputed champion of 168. What do you think that is? That nothing but good for your division, just having the biggest name in the sport now, just being in the playpen of 168, and you feel like it's attainable now? Like, hey, at some point, if he wants to be the man, I can get to it? Or is it a pain in the ass because everybody wants to go aim for Canelo, and you're all kind of trying to target your way to the same you know, guy?
Well, yeah, kind of, but it really makes no difference to me. My job and my goals are to get the titles. You know, I already feel like I'm right up there for this fight to be a title eliminator. You know, I'm going to win that. Maybe I fight another title eliminator for the WBA. So, you know, if it's his decision right there, if he wants to fight me or not, since he only has two other fighters left, there's not going to be nobody else for him to fight. Like I said, with Caleb Plant. So, I mean, the people are going to want to call for it, but if he doesn't accept the fight, you know, if he vacates the titles, which I don't think he's going to, you know, I'm going for the titles either way. I don't care who has them. I don't care who's in front of me. My goal is to get to the titles, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
How do you think his fight with Billy Joe goes? What do you think of that
matchup? I think it's going to be a good fight. I think it's going to be a tougher fight than people think, because Billy Joe, he's a great boxer, and he has a lot of experience. You know, he's fought a lot of good people, you know, so I feel like it's not going to be easy to get to him. Billy Joe Saunders is a great fighter, but I feel like he doesn't have the power and the strength to keep Canelo off of him, because Canelo is resistant with his attack. So you're going to need, you know, some good power, you know, to keep Canelo off you. But, man, I don't know. It's probably going to be a good fight, man. I'm excited to watch it too.
If you execute the game plan like you've been prepping for all camp, what do you see going down on Saturday night? How do you see you getting this job done?
It's going to be a violent fight, violent, bloody fight. But, you know, I like stoppages, and I like knocking people off. So I got to give the fans what they want to see too. But I feel like I'm going to stop them before round six.
We appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. All the best to you. Hope you have a good stay up there. And we're looking forward to the show.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.